Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face to face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel, wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday to you. Hope you had a great Friday. I hope you have a great start to your weekend. I hope you're having a great start to your weekend. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out and much love to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. You could be on the road, you could be on the highway, the byways, the back roads, you could be on a farm somewhere, you could be in the bar, the police station, you could be holding it down. I'm holding it down in the studio. Shout out to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York City. It's Friday. It's about to be October 1st on Sunday. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to do, obviously, surrounding the NFL, surrounding college. And so we got a lot to do. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 158, and everybody who happens to be listening on a smart speaker right now. Thank you very much. Not only should you listen to this show, you can also participate in this show. If you have something of note to contribute, the number is as follows. It's 855-212-4CBS. I will say it again. It's 855-212-4CBS. You want to hit me up online? I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere, all over the place, on social media. Shep, how you doing? You good on this Friday night?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, JR. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I'm good. Just ready for football, just like everybody else. So throughout the course of the show, yes, if you haven't guessed, we're going to talk a lot of football. I mean, there's some baseball news today as well. Gabe Kapler got fired as the manager of the San Francisco Giants. That happened. We're going to get into some college. I know USC and Colorado going at it. Let's see if the Buffaloes get embarrassed again against USC. There's a good chance. A lot of people will be happy about that, I guess. Next hour, we're going to talk to a guy that I met earlier this week. It's my main man, Ira Kaufman. This dude goes to sporting events all over the country all year long, every week. He's hitting two cities and two games. This guy's all over the damn place. And he also has a show in Florida, Ira on Sports on the radio. And so we will check in with Ira and see about where in the world he is, because we're going to start talking to this guy more often as he travels and just get some first-person perspectives. And then we're going to get into some of the games as well. Can't wait for the Dolphins and Bills. It's going to be real sad and pitiful, but can't wait for Sunday night. when the Kansas City Chiefs destroy the New York Jets in front of Taylor Swift. So there's a lot to get into. I'll tell you the number again. It's 855-212-4CBS. I do want to mention this out the gate because there's so much news today coming out of the NFL offices on Park Avenue that don't just have to do with the football on the field. We're finding out about more international games. The Atlanta Falcons and the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're going to be in London on Sunday morning. We found out the NFL wants to host and hold games in Brazil and also Spain. We'll get into that. And then this is news of note as well, and I want to get this out the way. The NFL is already changing up its policy and punishments on gambling, as in like player gambling, something that the players, for the most part, are not supposed to do. You're not supposed to bet on the NFL. You're not supposed to gamble at your team facility. I mean, while you're traveling with the team, you're not supposed to gamble. You're not supposed to have your cousin or your uncle or your little brother bet for you. You're not supposed to share insider information. You're not supposed to walk into a sports book during the NFL season. And then you're also not supposed to play daily fantasy football. And so that's for the NFL players. And we do know that there were some players who were already punished for this. Somebody like Jameson Williams, who did not bet on football and was suspended. Well, now with an adjustment to the rules, he's going to be eligible to return on Monday. And if you didn't think the Lions' defense, or excuse me, if you didn't think their offense was going to become more dynamic, wait until they get him on the field. And then wait until they figure out what to do with Jahmyr Gibbs. And so the rules have been changed for betting in the NFL. A matter of fact, you can say some of the rules have been lessened, but some of the punishments are a little bigger. How about these new rules? A player who places a bet involving his own team will be suspended at least 2 years. If you're going to place a bet on your own team, newsflash, you're an idiot. Anybody who places a bet on any NFL game, you know, not one that you play in or another team, you will receive at least a 1 year suspension. Betting on non-NFL sports is what Jameson Williams did. Betting on non-NFL sports while at a team facility or while working with the team, traveling, etc., on the plane, on the bus, will result in a 2-game suspension for a first violation, 6 games for a second violation, and at least 1 year for a third violation. And that's why Jameson Williams will have an opportunity to come back. They were both, or he was, suspended 6 games, and now he will have ended up serving 4. So he's going to be back. And I got to tell you this, even with these rules, which sounds simple, like don't bet on an NFL game, don't bet on your own game, don't bet on another team's game, it sounds simple. But a few months ago, when Jameson Williams was slapped with this suspension, man, he was talking about the punishment that he got, and I don't know if the rules were clear to him. Listen.
Suspension is pretty much, it is what it is. The policy, I broke the policy. I pretty much look forward, look past those things, the situation. Like I said, it is what it is. I'm just happy to be out here, get this time with my guys I didn't get a chance to do last year. I'm happy I get a chance to do that.
Why did you look past it, though, if you knew the rules, not gamble in
it was facility? It was pretty much like the consequences was handed to me. It was nothing I could, you know. I didn't want to stress myself out any more than it was, so I just look forward to the better days, the happy days, like I said, being out here with my teammates, getting a chance to do things I didn't get to do last year, and recovering from the ACL and things like that.
Yeah, recovering from that ACL. I mean, remember, this man came out of Alabama, and now hopefully we'll see him out on the field sooner than later. Lions, knowing the fact that they played last night and beat Green Bay 34-20, they get a little bit of time off. They don't play until the following Sunday against the Carolina Panthers, and the Lions should take care of them. But all things considered, somebody is going to violate these rules. There's going to be a player who places a bet on another team. There's going to be a player who has his cousin, uncle, brother, mother go ahead and place a bet on the team, and he's going to get slapped with a 1 year or 2 year suspension. It's only a matter of time. The rules are clear as day, but there's always going to be one person who thinks that they have outsmarted the rules, somebody who feels that they can make so much more money by deciding the outcome of a game, or at least betting on one. It's just a matter of time. Hey, Shep, do you think these rules are going to stop any player from, gambling? Somebody's going to do it. It's going to happen.
Or in a league of over 1,000 players that are, some are entitled, some feel like they're Teflon. Of course there's guys that are going to do it. Jameson Williams just happened to get caught. There's a lot more.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a feeling of entitlement. I just know that there's always some people break rules. Isn't that what rules are made for? Aren't rules made to be broken?
Or honored?
depends on who you're talking to, right? Somebody's always going to try to get ahead. And the funny thing is, the NFL is in a, I don't want to call it a bind, it's a huge business. Not the NFL. We know it's a huge business by itself. Billions of dollars, approaching a $20 billion a year type business. Gambling is an even bigger business. And so, look, everybody wanted to walk around like they cared about gambling and they wanted to honor the game and they didn't want to introduce gambling. Well, all that crap went out the window, man. There's no need for fakery. Everybody wants a piece of the gambling money. I was in D.C. just a couple of weeks ago, and I'm walking by the Nationals field, whatever the hell they call it. I'm walking by it, and man, they took a garage. They took a part of the garage and turned it into an MGM sports book. So anybody going into the baseball game, hey, on your way in, hey, stop in and place a bet. For people who aren't going into the stadium to watch the Nationals stink, or at least highlight their future players. Hey, go ahead. You can just hang out at MGM, hang out at the sports book all day while the game is going on. I mean, these things happen every and anywhere, but how about this? Somebody got shot outside the sports book in D.C. This is, I'm not equating violence to the gambling, but yeah, this is just dangerous territory any place. Whether you happen to be the players, the teams. But I'll tell you this, you're trying to protect the integrity of the game, not because the game is amazing, not because you love the game, but because you don't want to diminish gambling from other people who want to gamble. That's it. You want people to gamble. You don't want them to lose faith. I mean, the integrity of the game isn't because the game is holy. It's because the game generates money. And you need more and more people gambling. That's it. Nobody is going to gamble on something they feel is fake or predetermined. The NFL has made a lot of jokes publicly about the scripts of the season and the scripts of the NFL. And everybody is following their script. There's no script. The only script for the NFL is to make money pretty much by any means necessary, like any business. They're going to say they care about this. They're going to say they care about that. But all they care about is the bottom line. Let's see what player tries to outsmart the system. Calvin Ridley was at home on his behind, and he's out here gambling through, video apps in his phone. And now he's a Jaguar and started off hot and not so hot recently. There's always going to be somebody. It's just a matter of when and how big the mess is. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I mean, damn it, we got people here ready to talk already. Charles is here from Missouri. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Reef Show. What's up, Charles?
How you doing, JR?
I'm damn good. How you feeling?
I'm doing outstanding. I mean, this is just beautiful news on the heels of a big victory at Lambeau. We get Jameson Williams back. And, by the way, it was only two games, so he gets two paychecks they have to refund to him, which is good. And then, you know, we're getting Mosley. He's finally getting ready to play next week. So this is just making the rich get richer, as they say.
Yeah, well, we talked about this last night. There is no reason, none whatsoever, for the Lions not to win the NFC North. It's theirs for the taking, man. They can't choke this away. If they do, they deserve to suck for the next 20 years.
Well, I assure you, there won't be none, because Coach Dan Campbell, if you watch him in preseason and throughout over the last few years, he gets out there and he works out with them when they do their drills. Yeah. He's doing it with them. The guy is ripped. He could yeah. play right now, you know. Yeah. And they love him, and he wears his heart on his sleeve. I mean,
where does he find all this time to exercise?
he works out every day before he goes to coach.
Yeah, but it's not like he's doing 5 push-ups. This man got to be pushing some weight, man.
Right, right. Well, you know what his secret is?
Creatine.
Ready? No, you ready? High octane.
Yeah, that guy.
When you watch him, you watch him when he's talking. He's fidgeting all the time, adjusting his hat. I love him, though. You know.
Yeah, no. They need to send him out there to hit somebody. I wouldn't blame him.
Exactly.
Hey, Charles, you have a good night and a weekend, okay?
All right, Jay. I just want to say one more thing.
Another one.
Detroit. The you still there?
I'm still here. You may not be. Okay. Hurry up.
Okay. I'm just saying that Detroit is not only going to win a division. I'm actually cannot believe I'm about to say this. We're a serious contender to get to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Thank you, Charles.
That's all I'm
going to say.
Thank you, yeah.
All right, okay. Shep, is he reaching too much there? I mean, he wants to put the Lions in the Super Bowl.
Well,
wait, hold on a second.
Yes.
I need to process. My brain is processing what my mouth was about to say.
So, JR, listen, we remember 13 years ago when no one and their mother or father had the Saints competing and contending for a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And no one thought they were going to be Peyton Manning. So I've seen stranger things in the NFL. When you talk about a team that's on pace for 12, 13 wins, obviously we know they should have beat the Seahawks. Now they're getting Gibbs and, of course, obviously, you know, Jameson Williams back. To me, JR, this has to be a team that's not just in contention for the NFC North. That's a foregone conclusion at this point. They're up there with the Niners, Cowboys, and Eagles. These are the four best teams in the NFC, and I believe all can play with the Chiefs. We saw them go to Arrowhead. I know they didn't have Kelsey, but, you know, they took care of business at Arrowhead, the Lions.
Yeah, they're low on the pecking order.
Okay.
Forget all that crap.
Okay.
Let me just say this for a minute.
All right.
Detroit Lions Super Bowl?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, where in the pecking order?
They are not in no damn space with no 49ers
really?
And the Eagles. They got work to do. Let them do something first.
Goff,
man.
Or Purdy, who's the better quarterback?
Jared Goff is more proven to be alive, but Purdy has looked like a better QB, if you ask me.
All right. I mean, Goff has been in a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, but you ain't asking. Yeah, he has.
Right.
The man didn't necessarily drive them there, but at the same time, We ain't talking about quarterbacks. We're talking about teams.
Sure.
It's constituted between 53 dudes and a whole bunch of coaches out there. And so the Lions actually have to do something, like make the playoffs, before I even put them in a space of, oh, they're right there with the Eagles. Yeah, in regards to record, in regards to being one of the best teams in the NFC, but they're unproven in that regard. And so until I see them still run a full calendar year and season, which they should do, and go to the playoffs and have some type of success, I'm not putting them in the category of a team that has gone to the Super Bowl and gone to NFC Championship games. And that would be the Eagles and the 49ers. So, I mean, God bless the Lions to even be in this conversation. Let them do something first. It's still wild to me. Let me say this again. Hold on a minute. Detroit Lions Super Bowl? It could happen. Anything could happen. It could. And if it did, congratulations to the Lions fans. I mean, y'all deserve this. Give Megatron and give Barry Sanders a ring while you're at it. I mean, damn. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler this Friday night into Saturday. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next, I don't know, 3 hours and 40 minutes. Oh, yeah, I'm rolling, folks. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about someone who is getting the boot in baseball. And damn it, they didn't waste no time firing him. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't you move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. You know, I open up the show telling you about the NFL changes for players who go out there and bet. And if you bet on your own team, you're basically screwed. The punishment is harsher. You get a 2-year punishment. If you place a bet on another team, you get a 1-year punishment or suspension. But the suspension, if you bet on something besides football, that's been lowered. Okay? First-time violators only receive a 2-game suspension. So, for instance, Jameson Williams of the Detroit Lions, he'll be eligible to go back and play on the 8th. And his initial suspension was 6 games. And so it's originally 6. Now it's down to 2. And he'll be eligible to go out there and play. In the midst of that, we know the Lions are having a damn good start to their season so far. Last night we saw them on Thursday Night Football. It was... Shep, was it a good game? No, right? You can't call it a good game.
It was a decent second half.
Yeah, the Packers came alive late in the game, and, well, the Lions took care of business.
27-3 at halftime. I mean, that's a demolition.
Yeah, that's an ass.
They disposed of the Packers in Lambeau. It's amazing.
And then they have Jameer. They're trying to figure out what the hell to do with him, and then they're going to have Jameson. And we had a caller who's feeling good about the Lions, and he should. I mean, they're going to go to the playoffs. All things considered, let's think about the health. They're going to go to the playoffs. And then from there, it's crapshoot. Anybody can win, right? It's any given Sunday. I just want to see them actually have some success first. I mean, there are teams that are ahead of them in the pecking order when it comes down to experience, when it means going to an NFC championship game, when it means going to a Super Bowl. There are levels and steps to this. And by the way, speaking of levels and championships and winning, I know baseball, the season is wrapping up this weekend. Gabe Kapler from the Giants got the boot. After 4 seasons and only 1 winning season in 2021, man, they fired this dude like 3 games with 3 games left in the season. They didn't even let him finish things out before they said, go away. Their GM, the man running the show, Farhan Zaidi, he said, look, I got to look somewhere else for a manager because Gabe Kapler, he wasn't cutting it. We ain't going to the playoffs. Listen to what he said.
I think we're looking for new and different leadership in our clubhouse, different dynamic there. I think there's a lot of responsibility to go around and a lot of sense of accountability for what's happened today, starting with me.
Oh, we'll start with me. You fire yourself, man.
You can't fire yourself.
You quit. Isn't that what it's called? You can fire yourself. It's called quitting. But who's going to give up that money? Not him, right? Wow. Got to blame somebody. Blame the manager. Gabe Kapler, another one of these dudes who's just spends every day in the gym. Maybe he's in the gym too much. Maybe he and Dan Campbell are sharing workout tips. 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, JR. What's up, man?
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
I just wanted to touch back on that previous caller about the Lions in the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm a Giants fan, but, you know, I'm feeling the Lions this year, and I'll tell you why. If they win on Thanksgiving, I think it's their year. Also,
what is the significance of Thanksgiving? Besides, me and you will be eating something somewhere, I guess, right? What does that have
feeling,
to do with anything?
Just you got to think outside the box with football. Let me ask you a question. Who do you think are the best three teams in the NFC right now?
I'm sorry?
Who do you think are the best three teams in the NFC right now?
Maybe the Minnesota Vikings.
Top of your head.
Minnesota Vikings, the Bears, Tampa Bay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I think he's being sarcastic.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
No, three best teams.
Oh, yeah, I just named them.
All right, man. Shep, you have a good night, dude. You're cool, bro.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, Shep, we just named them, man.
I know.
I mean, come on. We know who the best three teams are. They're undefeated. How about that? And,
right.
And throw the Cowboys in if you want. I mean, sheesh.
Yeah, I hope Joe picked up on the sarcasm there. That's what I was saying, yeah.
Nah, he did.
Okay,
he
good,
did.
Good.
He's like, JR's a jerk. Which is fine by me. It's like, come on, man. Who are my three best teams? I just had a whole conversation about the Lions that prompted him to call in.
Sure.
And we talked about the teams that I find above him. I mean,
sure.
What are you doing here?
Well, you have the 49ers and Eagles. Now, with Trayvon Diggs out for the season, you still have the Cowboys as a cut above the Lions?
Given what
their defense looked, giving up 30 points against the Cardinals and Josh Dobbs?
Yes, I think that was a misstep. Every team is going to look like hot ass at some point throughout the course of the season. So I'm not going to judge them off of one game with no Diggs. They have good cornerbacks in place of Trayvon Diggs, even though that he's gone. It's one game. It's one game. Everybody's going to look like ass at some point. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to look like ass at some point. I mean, they lost to the Lions to pretty much open things up. So everybody is going to get got at some point through the season. 855-212-4CBS. Dog is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Dog.
What's up, fellas? I hope y'all are going to have a good weekend. If not, try real hard to do it anyway.
Okay, thank you.
I was wanting to say, man, I remember earlier you was talking about the gambling thing, but I was wanting to know the underlying thing that ain't nobody really talking about. And that's that fighting in the stands, and you even had somebody get killed, I think it was last week or week before last.
Yes.
I know some years back, NASCAR quit serving alcohol because of that kind of stuff. I wonder, I'd like to get your opinion on that subject there. And two, I was trying to call last night, but I couldn't get through. Drew Holiday. Would he fit with the Celtics? I mean, we got five first-round picks to give up.
Yes.
I just think he would be the ideal point guard.
Yes. He would fit anywhere because he can defend and he can also score a little bit. So, yeah, he'd fit in.
Right.
He's also a champion. Man, and then when it comes to the fighting, and thank you, Dog, for calling from North Carolina, ain't nobody going to stop serving alcohol. I know this sounds awful. This sounds terrible. And the fact that a guy died at a football game because he got punched in the head and his head hit the ground is terrible. It's disgusting. It is subhuman to think that you would go somewhere to have fun and you don't go home. Somebody doesn't go home to their family. But here's the deal, man. They ain't gonna stop serving booze. They're not gonna stop. It's gonna take more than one individual, unfortunately, dying at a game before they throw away the alcohol money. I mean, yeah, you can look at baseball and they stop serving. What is it, after the seventh inning stretch, is it, I think, Shep? Marco, help me out.
Marco, I'm pretty sure it's seventh inning. That sounds right.
That sounds right to me,
yeah.
But I don't remember if they moved it a little bit with the clock, but I feel like it's probably seventh.
There was a discussion at some – I think that was mostly fans trying to think about, oh, my God, the games are faster, so they think about it in regards to timing. I'm receiving less boos in time, so in real time, so they need to extend it.
Yeah, I'm seeing, to Marco's point, Jared, I'm seeing with the rule changes and the speed of the game obviously intensified, it's into the eighth inning now.
Now they let you drink into the eighth.
That's what I'm seeing, yep.
Wow. Yeah, nobody cares. People are just like, yo, get served, get sauced up. Just let's hope you don't kill anybody on the way out. Let's hope you don't kill anybody outside. It's nothing changing. People have been fighting. Man, people could fight outside. It's just that inside, nobody wants to be responsible, or at least the teams and the leagues don't want to be responsible. But, I mean, how many times in a week do you see the Dodgers fighting outside and the 49ers fans fighting somebody outside? And it's nasty stuff, man. It's nasty stuff, but the leagues ain't going to change nothing until there's a catastrophe. That's what provokes change. Something terrible, awful has to happen. Big time, maybe multiple times. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We do have some good news. I know Gabe Kapler got the boot. I know we've been talking about betting and the Lions, but we have two young quarterbacks who are going to be on their way back. It'll be good to see them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll tell you who they are on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I love your freaking show, man. I listen every night. I make my 14-year-old listen to your show, and he's an addict, too. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we were talking about the Lions and their Super Bowl chances. It's crazy to talk about, if you ask me. When we get to the top of the hour, I do want to talk to you about some of the other games that I want to see and really look forward to this upcoming Sunday. I know last night was the start of the week with the Lions beating the Packers, and there's so many other games that are going to look so cool. I mean, the Dolphins and the Bills. And so we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. And we have some players that are going to be returning as well. Anthony Richardson is going to be back. The last time we saw this dude, man, he was running around in Houston, scoring two touchdowns early, and the next thing you know, he's in concussion protocol. It's like, hey, guys, he has two rushing touchdowns, and he couldn't even play the rest of the game. And so he hasn't completed a game throughout the course of his short career already. And so Anthony Richardson will be back. He's going to be hosting. They are going to be hosting the Rams. That's the Indianapolis Colts. And Anthony Richardson, he spoke to the media and he said, damn it, I'm oh so happy to be back.
Last week it was a little rough for me. You know, I was on the sideline. Couldn't throw a football. Couldn't go out there on the team. So it was kind of, you know, eating me up inside. But, you know, I'm excited to be back, you know, throwing the ball with the guys, bringing the energy back into the locker room. I'm excited to be back. I'm ready to play.
Somebody else excited to be back is Bryce Young. Minnesota Vikings are going to be taking on the Carolina Panthers in one of the early games this coming Sunday. And let's be real. This is pretty bad. Nobody has a victory. Bryce Young's been running around with that ankle. His team just lost to the Seahawks 37-27. Somebody has to walk away with a victory, and I believe it will be those Minnesota Vikings. One thing already that Bryce Young is sick of, he's sick of people talking about him being injury prone. I mean, let's remember this. He came into the NFL, and there were concerns about his size, how much he weighed, whether or not he would last. This is what Bryce Young had to say about people questioning his durability.
doesn't drive me at all. You know, again, good or bad, what people are going to say, you know, it's out of my control. Everyone, you know, people are going to have opinions, good and bad. And I think, again, that's the beauty of sports. It's great. We get to have conversations, and people that are passionate and care get to express that. But for me, I can't control that.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice. You're not supposed to care what other people think. I mean, if it's going to motivate you or you need the added oomph, then, I mean, look in the mirror every now and then. I'm not mad at him. I don't think he's going to win a football game this Sunday, though. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Patrick. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I really do appreciate it. I love these topics that are being discussed. So far, we got Detroit Lions. We got Wisconsin football. We the Packers playing the Detroit Lions and unfortunately losing. I would have to say, though, that the Detroit Lions had a victory over a team that's subpar in figuring out their quarterback. And if we're talking about that, I mean, I respect the Detroit Lions and their coaching. But to say that they blew out or beat the Packers badly, I'm sorry. Yeah, they beat a poor football team right now because they're figuring out their quarterback. But truly, the Detroit Lions have one thing going for them. They have a great coach. But who's ruled the NFC North for the last 20 years? I'll take it. And the Minnesota Vikings, this next weekend, unfortunately, they're going to blow yet another fourth quarter lead or try to make a comeback and unfortunately not be able to do it. Those are just my simple thoughts about it. And I also had one more thing. I wanted to hear your guys' opinion on the Bucks trade for, like, with Portland, and if you feel that was a fair trade.
A fair trade? What do you mean by fair?
Like, I'm not fair as much as do you feel that the Bucks out of the whole deal got the better deal out of it?
In due time, we're going to find out. The Bucks, I believe, certainly improved. They got better offensively. I wouldn't necessarily sweat things defensively as much as people would want to harp about. They got one of the best closers and shooters in the league. It's just a matter of whether or not they stay healthy. The Phoenix Suns, ultimately, if you want to talk about who may win a championship, if that's how you're determining it, they look like more of a stacked team right now. But when it comes down to the East, yeah, the Bucks certainly would be the favorites.
But even with the depth issue, though, I mean, we got Portis. We got Lopez. I mean, I think our bench is pretty deep. And that's what I was really thinking, that when we ended up getting Damian Lillard, that really put us in an offensive upper hand compared to where we were at before when we had the defensive upper hand, yeah, with Drew.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I did say that. I said the offense improved.
I got to defend my Packers. But when talking about the Detroit Lions, Super Bowl.
We're going back to that.
Never happening.
Well, hold on. What are you defending? I mean, the Packers, and you. I understand you're from Wisconsin. We don't need you coming through and writing us a book here. The Lions are better right now, man. I'm not talking about what's happened over the past 20 years. We're talking about what's going on right now. And so if you want to say, oh, well, they beat a team that's figuring out the court, that's what they're supposed to do. So just find something better to do than try to suck the life out of what the Lions are doing, okay? Who knows? Maybe the Detroit Lions are a better team than the Packers for the next 20 years. Is that what it's going to be? Is that likely? Probably not. But just go sit down somewhere. Got to crap on somebody else's parade, man. 855-212-4CBS. But I guess that's what rivals do. You can't just say, oh, they're better than us right now. You got to, well, they beat a team that's figuring out their quarterback. Half the damn teams in the NFL are trying to figure out their quarterback situation. So let's slow down a little bit. 855-212-4CBS. Eric is here. Eric is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good evening, JR. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, have you heard this news about the NFL giving out 1989 friendship bracelets to the Kansas City Chiefs fans?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, Jordan Schultz tweeted it, and then the Sporting News posted his tweet. So I guess there's some validity to it. But
being an away game, I think that's, an unfair, advantage for the Jets. Shouldn't the NFL wait till the Chiefs get a home game? Because now you're bringing in extra fans for the Chiefs.
Man, I don't know anything about a friendship bracelet. I can't. I can't even speak to that. I'm sorry, Eric. Do you want one?
No, I don't want one.
So what? Help me out. I mean, I will research this, but what are the details of this? Like, who's giving away the bracelets?
It says the NFL. Exact words.
Okay, the NFL. To who and from where?
To the Kansas City Chiefs fans on arrival to the game.
By who? Like, the New York Jets are not giving away – the NFL is not giving away stuff at MetLife Stadium. We talking about outside? Like, I gotta look this up, Eric.
Yeah, Sporting News on Facebook. Look, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, do you want to read it for me?
Yeah, I'll read it word for word. It says, the NFL is handing out friendship bracelets to Chiefs fans at MetLife Stadium on Sunday in honor of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is expected to be in attendance via Jordan Schultz.
Oh man, I'm gonna look this. It has to be outside or something like that, man. That's
okay.
That sounds nuts. Hey, well, thank you, Eric. I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna talk about it. Okay.
All right, sounds good.
So,
all right, no doubt.
I'm not seeing it on any reputable website. I'm seeing it just like.
Didn't he said what on Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, Sporting News on Facebook. Like, I mean, that could be a private. That could be a group, a fan page, like. I'm not seeing. I'm looking. You know, CNN doesn't have anything on it. Fox Sports, CBS Sports.
Friendship bracelets.
Yeah.
Why are we friendship bracelets?
It's where we're at in terms of, you know, people. I mean, how many times are we going to hear this week? You know, so and so finally knows who Travis Kelce is.
Oh, there's a lot of people finding out who he is.
Right. I mean, this is the greatest, arguably the greatest person to ever play the tight end position, a two-time Super Bowl champion, a guy that has hosted Saturday Night Live, and all it takes is to be associated with Taylor Swift for people to have, you know, an understanding of who you are now. It's unbelievable.
Well, he's making money. I'm not mad at him. Go get it, man.
No,
he's
he making... is. I just think we gotta put. I think people gotta push back a little bit on this Taylor Swift phenomenon. That's all.
Who? It's. What on her?
It's not interesting. Like, two people are dating. A lot of people feel like it's for publicity for both of them. Like, let's just move on, guys. Everybody, who cares?
A lot of people, man.
I don't understand it.
You got to be a Taylor Swift fan, I guess.
Thank God I'm not.
You knew the song yesterday.
Well, I respect her craft, but I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I'm not a Swiftie.
You got to be. Bill Belichick doesn't like you, man.
Well, he only likes one. He doesn't like anything besides Taylor Swift and his ex.
You said he don't like his ex-wife?
Oh, he doesn't like his ex-wife.
No, we going to come back. Don't move, people. CBS Sports Radio.
Summer may be over, but the beach is open. Whether you're a longtime Bachelor fan or never seen a single show, this season of Bachelor in Paradise is for you. The premise of the show is pretty straightforward. You've got 20 beautiful singles living on a beach with one goal, to find love. There's sure to be romance, laughter, and complete chaos. Love triangles will form, so will love squares, and even love hexagons. Cause life's a beach, and then you cry, and cry some more. Yes, this season is going to be bananas. But after 8 years of successfully uniting soulmates in marriage and kids, there is still magic in paradise. So only one question remains. Who will find love next? Bachelor in Paradise premieres Thursday, September 28th, 9, 8 central on ABC and stream on Hulu.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle.
The big question is Desmond Ridder. The problem that I think a lot of fans are having and looking at Desmond Ridder is they just haven't seen enough. They want to trust him. They want to believe. But I will tell you this, Jason. In the training camp sessions that I had a chance to go check out, the one thing that bothered me was his aggressiveness to throw the football when he needed to.
Listen and subscribe to In the Huddle, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.